I'm good on my own. And if a man comes into my life, yeah, it's gravy if he has money. You know what I mean? But at this point, it's like, I'm good on my own too. I mean, I don't need a man to make $1 million to make me happy and to take me on trips and to take, like, I could take myself.
So welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio's Talk.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
And we are with
Cynthia.
There you go. But today's topic, what we wanted to talk about more or less is... What's your go-to word to use while you're having sex?
I don't want to say it the way I say it.
Just say it like in the most like...
Okay, but it's super simple. It's just the, oh my God.
But like, okay, now I'm curious. How the fuck do you say it?
I moan it. Yeah. I'm moan it. You know what I'm saying?
What do you say? We're good. Shut the fuck up. Say it.
I know what he said.
I wasn't expecting you to say
Why
that.
Why the fuck would I say
it? Why would you know what I say?
May I say?
No, I just... I mean, I feel like I know what you
what
say.
What is it?
Something like you good little slut type of vibe.
What the fuck? Yeah, you're right. The weird place that the internet is at, you know, if you're familiar with like the whole like red pill, blue pill community, you have like the Andrew Tates, you have all those guys.
Red pill, blue pill, that I don't know what that is.
No?
No.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we just had someone else too that said the same thing. So like red pill, blue pill is like red pill is like the guys on the internet that are representing misogyny, like toxic masculinity, like wanting a girl that has a low body count and all those things. And blue pill,
traditional
woman. And blue pill is more so like the opposite, which is kind of like a little bit more like open-minded.
Okay.
Just less stern on being like, I don't know.
Like, less traditional, but I mean.
Yeah. Do you believe in like the 50-50 mindset? Do you feel like it's... like on the male side at the beginning, the female after, like how do you feel about the whole thing?
It's a tough question because like I was in a relationship for 3 years and like we lived together and everything. So 50-50. I mean, obviously there's going to be some points in the relationship where it's not always going to be 50-50, right? Someone's going to be doing 60, someone's going to be doing 40. So do I believe in 50-50? I mean, yes and no. Mm-hmm. You know, like you definitely both have to put in your effort and play your part, your role, but I don't know. It's not always going to be 50-50. That I can tell you that much. So to believe in that, I'm not sure, but like I said, you both have to put in the effort. Whether someone can have an off day, you know, and the other person's going to have to pick up kind of their slack or if you will, or if you want to look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa, you know, like if you're in a relationship with a partner and some like either or not is not doing well, like you're going to have to help one another. Right. So I don't know, I guess.
What about like on a financial standpoint, like what about like the bills, like 50-50, like stuff like that more? Well, like, is it your 50-50 is more like he's paying the bill, but you're cooking? Like, what is your thought on that?
So, I don't want to use my past experience because, like, I don't want him to see this. So.
No, man. What about just, like, you in general, as, like, what do you want? More, like, future than your past, maybe.
Yeah, like, that's, like, what you said. Like, you know, like, okay, if my man's going to do this for me, well, yeah, like, I'll do that for him. So, yeah, for sure, I agree with that. You know, like, if he's going to pay the bills, well, then, yeah, like, I'll be cooking, I'll be cleaning, you know, like, I'll be the woman, right? Right. So the woman is the nurturer, right? So the woman makes the house a home, I feel, and the husband or boyfriend or whatever is like the breadwinner, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. It's just funny that I really loved your take on what you just said earlier. And it's just so funny because it reminded me of this video. You're going to know who this is, but I don't know him by name, but he's obviously a basketball
Dwayne
player.
Wade.
Which
Dwayne Wade.
So there you go. So Dwayne Wade kind of saying the same dynamic that you just explained, right?
First of all, let's say I have 20 to 50 responsibilities.
Right.
And my wife have 20 to 50 responsibilities. And when I say that, that means she has a mother, she has her sisters, she has her dad, she has a lot of things that she's responsible for.
Right.
You know what she does?
Right.
She pays 100% of that.
Right.
You know what I do? I pay 100% of my life. When our life come together, my wife is a working actress who spends time away from the family to go work,
do our job. Right.
We decided together. Because I think I said one time when we was in Miami, I said something about it being my house. that I paid for. My wife looked at me. She was like, you will never say that to me again when it's something that we share. And so my wife was like, "That when we move to L.A., I got half on it. You will never say my house again."
Wow.
She said, you can say that in the arena. And so in our life, my home, my daughter, 50-50. We share it together. Now, there's some things I pick up versus some things she pick up, but she does something I do. I do something.
Right.
If we take a yacht trip, we can do it 50-50, or I can do it myself. But my wife is a working woman.
Right.
She's a boss and an independent woman in her own life.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to put, you know what, that little 200, that little 200 that you was going to spend on this, I'm going to throw something else on there. We're going to go on a bigger trip. We're going to ball out. Like, this is my wife.
Right.
Right.
So, like, we're talking about, obviously, a guy that's super wealthy and well-off, right? But he has, obviously, a partner who's also doing her own thing and is saying, like, nah, if you want to go on a trip and you want to spend 10K, no, let me put 10K too, and let's make it 20K.
Mm.
Is he dying?
He was.
I always tell him, I don't know why he drinks water while being on set.
Like, what happened?
He choked on water.
Actually, poor guy.
No, not poor guy, because I tell him all the time, like, just wait until after.
Yeah, they'll drink before and after. Carl!
But it was just interesting that the dynamic was, like, they're both bringing in money, but she has the mindset of doing 50-50, but in different ways.
Mm.
To the point where, I don't know if you picked up on it, but he said, like, this is my house. But then when they moved to LA, she's like, you're never going to say it's your house ever again, because I'm putting 50 on the house.
Okay, so how do you feel about that? Seeing this video, would you go like that?
It makes sense.
Yeah,
it definitely makes sense for sure.
I just didn't finish it all the way because it was a little bit long. But yeah. It ends up saying we're like, if I put in 80, well, she's going to fill in the other 20.
But exactly.
And that's kind of like what you were saying, right?
Exactly. So it's not always 50-50. It's just like I said, like sometimes, you know, someone is having an off day. Okay, maybe they're at 40%. You're going to have to put in that extra 60 or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's 50-50. It's like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think people like misconstrue the 50-50.
Exactly.
I think people think like it's 50-50 effort, 50-50 money, 50-50 everything, but it's like, no, it's like...
I actually hate 50-50 if anything. Yeah. Like if you're gonna be counting your pennies to 50, like 50-50, right. Like, okay, no.
Yeah.
What kind of man is that? Like I want someone that's gonna be like, okay, like a... Babe, like, oh, I didn't, you know, this month wasn't a good month. Okay, babe, like, all right, I got you, whatever. And vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, if my man is, like, not doing well or whatever, okay, like, don't worry, I got you, you know? So.
Yeah. And it could also be a thing, too. Like, I wouldn't go on dates with my girl. Like, we're talking about, like, being in a relationship and expecting a 50-50, meaning that, like, you know, every now and then she pays for the dinner date. It would be more so, like, you know, I pay for the dinner date. And maybe at some point during the week or during the month, like, you just randomly come by and you say, like, hey, like, let me give you a massage.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That to me absolutely. Ends up becoming like a 50-50
thing. That's like a little, like, I appreciate you took me out for dinner.
For sure. Or like a thank you, or just coming home with something, or you thought of me, you went to the grocery store, you got me something thinking of me. It's not like the dollar amount, you know?
For sure.
If you put words to it, it's literally just matching energy. It's just giving back the energy in a different way.
Exactly.
Much. I'm bringing you on a date for something and you bring back this energy in a different way. And then this brings the like 50-50 type
of thing.
Yeah.
It's just that it's a little bit tricky because some people take it as like being transactional, where like I don't want that dynamic. I don't want my girl to think that it has to be that way.
Like you do something for me, I do something for you type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I don't want to do something and doing it with like the expectations that I'm going to get something in return.
Yeah. No, you know? Obviously not. Like if you're with someone, it's because you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart, right? You don't expect something in return from them. It's
But there's some people that are like that though. Some guys will be like, well, I did this for you.
Like dana type of thing.
Yeah. Like I did that. Like, or like a guy will be like, you know, can you scratch my back? She'll be like, no. He'll be like, well, I just took you out to dinner.
Expecting.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
So we got a question for you. What would you consider for you and your relationships, whatever, a high value man? How would you define a high value man to you?
You know what's funny is that someone asked me that same question actually like a month ago. And anyways, funny that you asked me the same question. I don't know. For me, a high value man is someone that really has like his emotions like on lock. You know, like that for me is super important. Like someone that doesn't, you know, is not...
doesn't feed into his emotions.
Exactly. Someone that is like calm, zen, like, you know, someone that is just very aware of, okay, well, like I can't, like basically what you said, someone that doesn't feed into their emotions, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like... Obviously, whatever, you want a man that has a good job, this, the whole basic you know, stuff. But for me, like I said, it's really someone that has like their emotions in check and someone that knows how to value your man. A man has to value a woman as well and sees the value of a woman, you know, knows how to treat a woman too, not just, well, you're my girlfriend, I expect you to do this or I expect you to do that. No, like,
because there's
that's what's important for me.
Yeah, and I agree on it because there's a lot of girls that like associate like a man's value, like on the internet, like when we're talking about like a whole red pill stuff, is like they expect a guy to be, which I'm not saying it's wrong to have these, I guess, prerequisites, right? But it's mainly like 6 foot, makes X amount of dollars a year. What else is there?
Tall, yeah.
Like, tall, funny, goofy, personality like, traits, like
leader yeah. oriented and all that stuff.
I'll be honest with you, I'm a tall girl. I'm 5'9", so like, yeah, I can't really date like a That's shorty. Fine, yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah for me, yes.
That's crazy. She said shorty. Yeah. Shorty.
<Down. laughs> Not shoddy. Shorty.
Shoddy, yeah. Gotcha.
So
yeah,
shoddy, shorty. Yeah. Yeah, like for me, I mean, I don't want to sound shallow, but yeah. I do like prefer my men taller, you know?
Carl's like what, like 6'2"? Yeah. No, but I get that. I again, I don't think there's any wrong with having like a preference.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
Do you have preference? Like certain things, it's like, yeah, no, like if you don't have that, like it's not working.
For me, height is like a non-negotiable.
Right.
That's how short would you date a guy? Like 5'10", let's say. Would you?
I like to wear heels, though. That's the problem.
Okay. So he has to be taller than you?
I don't mind. Like, if the thing is like, if I'm really in love with someone, I kind of, like, I'll look past that. You know, right. The whole height like, thing?
Literally. I mean,
wow. Oh, my days.
That was good.
That was funny. But, I mean, yeah, like, I'll look past it. But in general... Yeah, the height is like
it's a non-negotiable. Kind of a non-negotiable. Everything else is just like secondary.
Yeah.
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 What if he was shorter than you, but he had everything else in check? Still a non-negotiable?
Like it depends how short. Like are you a 5'7"? Are you a 5'7"? No.
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 No. No. It's a no for me.
What about financial status? Like, is there a certain amount you're like, yeah, I'm not dating that and under?
There was a podcast that I saw with these girls and they were asking, like, the guy was asking them, what amount of money does your man have to make? I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yeah, we reacted to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it was you? Okay, where they're like, oh, I have to make a million? Was it you guys? Yeah, so. Okay,
this is crazy. This is, it's us. Yeah,
we reacted to it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, they were saying like, yeah, my man has to make over like $1 million or like, I don't know what the hell these girls were saying, but
yeah,
like
huge amounts. Digits.
But what do you do though?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Love this energy.
Listen. No, but it's true. Like, you want someone to make $1 million, but like, what do you bring to the table? Because like, you look like a thottie to me on the podcast. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Oh, shit. Am I bad?
No.
Did I think too much?
No. You can say whatever.
It's unfiltered.
I just feel like I don't know, like I'm a hard working woman. You know, like I make my money. You know, I go to work every day. I'm a hairdresser. Like it's work. Like people say, like you might think a hairdresser or whatever. No, but let me tell you, I'm a freaking therapist. I'm like, you know.
Therapist.
I'm that's serious. True.
Barbara's my therapist, bro. Too.
Let me tell you, I'm a therapist. I'm a scientist because I have to like make my colors and shit. And sometimes like I don't have this. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, so for me, it's just like.
You're nonstop on the clock kind of thing.
That. Yeah. But also, like I said, like back to going back what I was saying. I'm a hardworking woman. So. For me, I'm going off track now.
No, the question was like financial standpoint. When a man is there, like you wouldn't go under like him sure making 100.
Yeah, so I wouldn't like you know like these girls were saying like oh like they want their man to make $1 million, but like I said, what do you do? I know that I work hard, and yes, I would want my man to make money as well. But at least I bring something to the table, also. You know, so you can't just expect a man to make money when it's like, what is your current status,
right?
You know
what do you bring to the table, essentially.
Exactly.
But if I'm asking, like you personally, like is there like a money amount that you're like, yeah, like definitely my man needs to be doing more or so, like equal.
I mean, I'm not gonna put a figure on it, but I'm not gonna like not to sound mean or whatever, but like, I don't know, if you're making like peanuts, like $20,000.
No, but it's, you know, it's,
I'm not gonna date a bum either.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
It's not a bad thing. Like, I know it could sound bad if you want, it's preference, like we said, if you want someone that has, if you have a lifestyle, a certain lifestyle, no, and you want your men to have the same.
No, just because like I make my own money too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm good. Like, at this point in my life, I'm good on my own. And if a man comes into my life, yeah, it's gravy if he has money. You know what I mean? But at this point, it's like, I'm good on my own too.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't need a man to make $1 million to make me happy and to take me on trips and to take, like, I could take myself on trips.
Would you take your man on a trip?
To pay for him?
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for babe, like, your 30th birthday or whatever, like, I got us a trip. You know, I think that could be cool.
Yeah.
Did you say 38th birthday?
30th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, not 38, 30.
How would you guys feel if your girl took you out on
Yeah, what do you think?
Most definitely. Like, yo.
Like, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, if you had a girlfriend, whatever, okay, you're living together, babe, like, it's your 30th.
Definitely.
Like, for 4 days, let's say. I don't know. I think it'd be 100%. Cool.
4 or 5, 10 days.
If anything, she'll pay for the trip, but I'll pay for the food. I'll pay for, like, the extra that's in the
once
trip.
Once you're there.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, I'd love that. It's cute. And I'd pay her back with...
With what? With what? Say it, please.
With
activities.
Yeah, exactly. Fun time, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Fun times. Keyword, yeah, fun times.
Yeah.
I agree with him. 100%. Yeah, I would do the same thing.
What?
Until my jaw locks. Huh?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What?
Hey, listen, man.
Well, isn't it a good way to pay back?
I think so. Yeah.
See?
You got to do what you got to do. Businessman.
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 Anyway, so yeah, so move on.
Blizzard?
Wow. Oh my God.
Wait, am I getting put on the spot?
It is. On your own podcast.
Shit. No, now we're, bro. Okay.
Actually, can we make this a roasting Matt segment?
No, what? What is this about? Why you say yes, you? What's her problem?
She said yes.
Hello.
Did you know that Matt
produces like this?
Did you know that Matt used to be a sugar baby?
Actually, I see it.
Wow.
I didn't say that. She said it. And you said it on the podcast. So yeah, it's free information.
You were actually a sugar baby.
Yeah, 3 times.
Like, pour de vrai? Yeah.
That I didn't know. I didn't know it was 3 times.
3 times.
You did know. You did know.
If I didn't know, he didn't know.
We didn't know.
If we go, these guys, if I explain exactly who and what, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I do remember.
Okay, so then comment down below if we all knew, because the first time that I knew, well, not the first time, but the only time that I knew is the one that you said on the podcast.
Same.
So tell me all about it. But I want to know, what did she do for you?
No,
and what did you do for her?
Well, my jaw needs to be locked. That's it. Like,
okay.
It was a her.
I'm sorry. This is crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah, man. No. Well, obviously, older women's, and then they have like a different lifestyle. They're just, I don't know. Like, they're not in a relationship. They're 35, 40, whatever it is. And they just want something different.
Really?
So it was more a trip for them to be like, I'm 35, I'm 40, I can pull. Like, at that time, I was
But
like
when
younger.
You say, like, sugar baby, like, you were a sugar baby, were they buying you things?
Yeah.
What?
I think
Get certain, out of here.
I think to a certain degree I could say also that I was a sugar baby too.
Yeah.
I listen.
Because when being...
Were you, are we the only non-sugar babies here?
I was also.
What?
Not as much as
Well, because if you think about it, anybody who's gifting me money,
yeah,
they're all women. It's all they're all older. They're either single moms. Definitely a lot of moms.
Okay, I get what you mean. Yeah, but it's like to a little degree that you're.
But were you exchanging services?
No, I was just like I
don't like this word exchanging services. I was like, I'm an escort or something.
Yeah, well, I'm just that much better of a sugar baby. I don't even have to do anything.
I mean, if you think about it.
I'm joking. It's just because I live stream, right?
Okay.
And the people that are giving money,
okay,
it's them. Or if they're buying stuff, some people will just like buy merchandise, not even needing it, and just being like, don't ship me out anything.
Hmm. Would you be a sugar baby?
No.
Okay, so
flat out no.
Conversation over.
Zero.
Oh, wait, pause. We'll rephrase it. How old are you now?
I'm 28.
So you're 28. There's this man comes. He's 35.
Mm-hmm.
Man of your dream. He has everything going on. He's like, I'm gonna provide and give you everything you want.
Okay. Whatever.
And are you gonna be like, no, like I want to work and be a therapist?
Hold on. No, but that's not a, no. If the guy, if we're in a relationship.
No relationship.
No, no relationship.
But like it's, no. It's like kind of, it's not, I'm not saying it's exclusive, but it's like you guys have no label whatsoever, but he's doing everything for you.
Yeah, no relationship. You, it's on a sugar baby status. That's yeah. it.
But you have everything.
Buys you,
you want.
Everything.
Bro, the way you're hesitant, it's a yes.
I don't know because no, but.
Because why
I'll be
not?
Honest. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Okay.
I could have had that with right. someone. I could have had that with someone, to be honest. And I could have, you know.
I think I still can.
Like I could, I
well, obviously she can yeah. if she wants. In a matter
no, but
of
like
second.
I could have used him in that sense, whatever. Right. But it's just like, why? Like, no, that's not. I don't want
it's
that.
Not you.
Like, I want
okay.
to. Like, if I'm gonna be with someone, I want to be in a relationship with someone. If we're in a relationship, honey, buy me whatever.
Right.
Okay. You know what I mean? But yeah. like, I'm not. It's not my style, to be honest. I find it a bit like degrading. I don't know. It's not
degrading to you. Towards
yeah,
you?
To me, you're degrading towards me.
To wait for him to buy him her gifts.
I don't need a man to buy me my stuff.
Degrade? Isn't it like I see the opposite? Degrading more for him. Why? Like if he, because you know when you have the status of like the sugar baby and the woman is like she's almost like dominant. Like you give me this, you get in. The guy's like.
No, but that's not what it is, though.
Some girls are. In
I understand, but the dynamic is more like when the guys have that amount of money, that is what they want, and that's what the guy feeds off of. Like they feed off the fact of being used
like
in that degree.
Yeah,
so
but that's
the guy,
what I mean.
The guy is gaining on it, so he's not feeling himself degraded. He's feeling good.
He's feeling
empowered.
He's feeling good. It's like he doesn't care. Really
he's
care.
Saying he's basically saying, "Use me. I'll buy you whatever you want." He feels fulfilled doing that, so he doesn't feel.
I think
degraded.
Matt's talking about other people. Like
no,
people
I'm talking as like
of
why
him
do
as his he is being degrading.
Bro, if you're that rich, you think he gives a fuck what other people think?
I get it, but why yeah. the word pay pig of like use me?
Pay
it
pig.
Is
they're not that rich. Pay pigs are they're anywhere between being really rich or they could be broke. Some pay pigs are a lot of them are also they're in relationships.
What's a pay pig?
Pay pig. It's like guys that like to be. Kind of like mistreated.
Okay.
And like basically they'll be like a girl, they'll be like, I'll buy you whatever you want. Like mistreat me, like treat me badly. I'll be like your little piggy.
The girl has to treat the guy badly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guys will give them money, buy them things, stuff like that. But those guys are not like sugar daddies. Those are like just
regular
average Joes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That just have like an extra like bit of money or fangirling or fanboying over someone.
But
trust,
bro. I don't
pay piggies and gold and sugar daddies are two very different things.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna say it just like that. As much as I can attract both sex, as gay dudes being rich as shit in my DMs and they want to be treated like dog shit. So yes, it is degrading in my opinion. There's sugar daddies. Yes, they have money and whatsoever, so they don't feel like degraded. But there's other men that even if they're rich as fuck, their trip is to be degraded in a way of like mistreat me the same way you said, but they're not pay pigs. They're still rich.
But I feel like that's going into a fetish now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a fetish.
Okay.
Like
good.
Some guys
this
have feet fetishes. Feet.
Feet.
Yeah. Feet fetishes.
Yeah. Feet. Yeah. Feet fetishes.
So this is okay. Now it makes more sense. So in that way, there's men. They're just that's what they want. They're just like that. They're fetishes. To have this whatever woman, 20 years old, they're 40, they're rich as shit or whatsoever, and they want to be mistreated in exchange, pay, do whatever, ask me whatever you want me to do. Mm. So for me, this is in that way, I'm like, well, technically it is kind of degrading because the girl is only gaining in a way that like, pay me shit, I don't have to do anything, whatever. I can
you
ask you whatever, I can
him.
Talk to you. Huh?
You still have to sleep with him.
Yeah, sometimes yes, but sometimes sugar... Baby, you just said it. You don't have to give sugar. This is how much some men is just like, let's say for me, one of the, when I was a sugar baby, one of the girl is, I didn't have to do sugar.
I can't believe you were a sugar baby.
No, I didn't have to because some girls are like, just like, I want to look
yeah, but
good.
You're the guy, so it's different. So it's like, why wouldn't you want to get it in?
No, okay, I get what you mean, but you can also like, if you pay me just to go to the restaurant with you, yes. Okay. And I'll have to give. Maybe I'm not attracted
Hold
to her.
Hold on. Yeah, she's going to pay you. But then to actually be there and give your energy and pretend that you give a fuck about what she's saying, do you really feel like doing that? I personally.
100%. Pay me up, bro.
I don't. Absolutely not.
If it was just like, if it, we're just talking about just like a paid dinner and
yes.
that's it?
Yes.
No.
I can't. For me, it's a waste of
you
my
guys
energy.
Think, you guys
pause,
think.
Okay. Pause.
You would.
Oh my day, Sergio. Wait. This is wait.
You caught me off guard. I thought you were different.
Me?
Yeah. If I was, you're agreeing with him.
This guy will eat a rat for $100, but not going on a date to talk with a girl for $500.
That's crazy.
The $100 goes to me. I could do whatever I want. $100. We're talking about wasting also. My time that I could never get back. First of all,
but you'll eat a rat.
Okay. First of all, I said $1,000 for a rat minimum. Play the clip. I don't care. You guys are telling me you guys know me with my patience. If it's a girl that I do not genuinely care about, you guys think that I will be able
spend
to sit
an hour.
You, it's not an hour. Date's not an hour.
What?
A date is not an hour.
Anyways,
sorry.
Okay. You guys are telling me, say on God, on your lives, that you guys know in my patience on a girl that I do not care about emotionally, that you guys think I will be able to sit through an entire date just for the dinner to be paid rather than just go get
paid for the dinner.
My question to you guys was, is the only the dinner being paid? You guys said yes.
No. You're getting paid.
How much
to
am I getting paid?
Dinner.
How much?
Like, that's why I just said $500. To go to the dinner, not just to get, okay, obviously now I can understand, but you're getting paid $500 to just go to a random dinner.
For 2 hours.
Two hours,
$500.
If Sweden's the deal, but like it would have to be more.
Type of
Bro,
thing.
He's expensive as fuck.
Come on, man.
You guys know that I value my time a lot.
Okay, so we don't?
Honestly, it depends.
You, out of anybody, you don't value your time.
Me?
Yes, you.
Why?
Because your first dates are between 8 and 12 hours long.
Actually, where the hell do you go?
Everywhere. he gives it a tour of Montreal.
Breakfast.
Carl will be like, hey, we're at bowling. And then at night, he'll be like, we're in a helicopter.
It's a great day. You know what I'm saying? But it's a great day.
Okay. And how's that relationship going?
No.
How's that relationship going?
I'm single.
There you go.
You know, but no, it's fun. It's like, it's me. I can't end the day. I'm just like, okay, you want to do this? And yeah, okay.
But do you feel any emotional anything towards her?
No, he texts us after saying that he regrets his life.
Kind of.
Damn.
I'm stuck, that's why.
That's okay.
I'm like, fuck, okay, it's boring. And I can't go home.
So you see, it would have to be more than $500.
You do it to yourself, basically.
But at first, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I just talk to her. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're boring.
No, it's because like Carl has this thing where like he forgets he's on a date. And like what he's doing as the activity, like he genuinely has fun doing it, that he forgets he's on a date.
Yeah.
So like if he goes to
bowling, for him.
Yeah, like if he goes bowling, he's having like a blast bowling. And then like every time he turns to her, he's like, oh fuck, I forgot I'm on a date.
Like I have to talk.
She's
but
then,
here. But I
Draco! No!
Oh fuck. That's fun times always,
God,
you know?
That's
I like
so
it.
Funny.
And it's only 8 hours.
Stay toxic.
She said it on me.
Hey, listen.
Okay, coming to another question. Would you...
Tell me.
Is there... Okay. Would you... How can I say that? Would you want your man to be... Okay, what do you consider toxic? Let's put it this way and I'll ask the other question.
That's vague.
That is vague.
Okay. You know the sentence says nice guys finish last?
Yeah.
Would you want a nice guy or you want a guy that's going to bring you some roller coasters?
No, like I've been, like I said, in my last relationship, it was definitely roller coasters. So no, I feel like I'm at the age where it's like, I just want peace and just like growth, you know, like we just grow together and like, I don't have time to argue. It's like, it's really like, it drains my energy.
Yeah, for sure.
And already with work, that's so fucking draining also. So it's like, I don't want to go to work, get drained from work and then get drained from you. No, I need you to be like my safe space type of thing, you know? That's the type of relationship I'm looking for. So I understand what you're saying though, in the sense of like you always need that a bit of like
Cause
not toxicity.
How
like
I see
to keep
it,
you on your toes type
yes,
of thing.
Because how I see it, I would and obviously if you've seen the podcast, whatever, these guys saying I'm toxic because of it, but I do
but
believe
you
are. In it. But I do believe in it, and that's why I had long-lasted relationships, that you have to keep your girl on your toes.
What is your long-lasting relationship?
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
that's long.
And even before that, like, I've never dated a girl for less than a year. Like, I was 2 or 3 years, something like that.
Okay. And you were in love with all of them?
But, well, I had 3 girlfriends and 4 from the TV show. Can I help y'all? first girlfriend.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually don't know.
It's because I don't want him to get any trauma back.
Oh, you know? My days.
Like, first, just to be like, ah.
First is first love. So okay. It's like a different type of love. Second was, and I was very honest, and I said in the podcast, it was a rebound. 100% okay. Rebound because of my first
love. How long did you stay with this rebound?
A year and a half, maybe.
That's a long time for a rebound.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Rebounds are like 2 months, 3 months max, like yeah, tops.
Because I didn't know it was
how a rebound. How do you stay with that?
It's like, because I didn't know it was a rebound at first.
You know.
No, like it was
you
like.
You know.
No, at that time I was like 14, so I didn't know. Like I was not even mature.
A rebound at 14? Goddamn.
Damn.
But,
15. But yeah, well.
Still.
Okay, so continue.
I lost my virginity at like 13 with my first love.
Told me too, man. I did not get a rebound at 14.
I don't know, bro. Listen.
Okay, continue to your next relationship.
You are. I am.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Rebound. And then I got single a little bit. And then whatever, whatever. And then I got in a relationship for like 6 years.
Okay.
So this is my track record. And then I went on the TV show. And then I was with the girl at the TV show.
Okay.
All that to come back to the fact that, in my experience, it's always better to keep the girl on her toes in some type of way. And it's not toxic in a way that's like arguing necessarily.
You like the gas.
So what do you mean when you say, what is your definition of keeping a girl on her toes? I'd love to hear this one.
Do you guys want to say it for me? Seems like you were starting, so go.
I'm just saying you like the gaslight girl.
Yeah. I love the gaslight.
So, okay, I know I've heard of the term gaslighting. Just give me an example of like of what gaslighting is.
Can you please explain it before I say some shit and you correct me?
That's absolutely ridiculous, bro. We've been here for 3 hours.
My fault.
Okay, go.
Gaslighting is like, like let's say a girl comes up to Matt,
mm-hmm.
right? And his girl is standing right next to Matt.
Okay.
She flirts with him, right? Matt says, I have a girlfriend, and the girl walks away. Now, Matt's girlfriend, having seen this, she's like, was she flirting with you? Matt's the type of person to be like, yeah, like, what's it to you?
Mm. No.
Like, I like to offer that.
He's gonna say, which what you're jealous?
Yeah, you know, but like I know you hear it in a toxic way, but it has never been a problem. Me saying those type of things, it was always broski. Sergio, bro, both of y'all, are you okay?
What?
Acting like this was ever a problem as arguments? Pat, okay, Sergio, please name me one time. As you've been there, my 6 year relationship and my past relationships.
And it was toxic.
No, it was not toxic for those reasons. Never. It was not that. It was, do you want me to say it out loud?
Sure.
It was for fucking lies. Like, lies. It has nothing to do with gaslight.
But I just feel like that sets up the relationship to go into like that direction.
No, it had never been a subject. Literally never. Ever. The gaslighting and you lying about something specific was never a subject directly.
Let the people be the judge.
No, but they can be a judge. Obviously, if they don't know like the relationship, they're gonna say, yeah, obviously, like you're right. Like if someone gaslight, it sounds negative as fuck. Most definitely. But in my relationship, the gaslighting I've done was never a subject. I've never argued over this because I've always done it. Like if you're in front of me, and a girl comes up to me and flirts with me, I'm super respectful in a way that's like, I have a girlfriend, go away, blah, 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 all this. Therefore, I play around and I'm playful with my girl. It's more in this, like, she's jealous a little bit. Like,
yeah, I just feel like it's a byproduct of something else. So I feel like maybe you guys are not fighting about that, but I feel like that dynamic makes it that you guys fight about other things that might not seem like it's directly correlated, but that's kind of like the tone you set for the relationship, which made the overall relationship toxic. And that was that played a part in it.
Obviously, if you say it like that, it's like it's right.
No, but I'm just saying because I'm only saying that for the reasons as let's say for example, in a relationship, right? It's an example that I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say there's this stigma about men being vulnerable with their girls. A lot of girls will say, you know, they don't mind that their man is vulnerable with them and stuff like that. And let's say the man takes that opportunity to do so,
mm-hmm.
she might see him and start acting towards him in a different way, not knowing it's the fact that he's being vulnerable with her that made her feel that type of way. But it's a byproduct of him being like that that made her not see him the same way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a manly way?
In a manly way, yeah. So
because he was being vulnerable, she sees him as like, what, like a...
Yeah, like I'm using a very like dramatic scenario, okay. But I'm saying like the girl in her mind, it's like, oh, like that's not the reason why I feel some type of way about him, but low key, she might not know that that's why she's feeling that way is because of that situation. So I'm just saying there's some things that people do in relationships that trickles down to other issues that makes the dynamic be a certain way.
But like I said, most definitely you're right.
But I don't think that's a bad thing, though, a man being vulnerable with a girl.
No, and I agree. But I think there's a fine line between being vulnerable and, like, too vulnerable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, my ex was a cop, and, like, he had... I'll never forget it. Like, on Christmas Eve, like, he got a call, and the girl had committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And, like, it took him bad.
Him, yeah.
Yeah. And, I remember, like, he was just, like, so sad about it. And, like, he was crying and stuff. So... Yeah. I feel like, you know, that shows emotion too. Like, you don't want, I don't want a man to come home and be like, oh, like, you know, someone just killed himself, and like, it just went right over his head. Like, mm-hmm. So I feel like a bit of emotion is fine.
For sure.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
It's more so along the lines of like the guys that are coming and being vulnerable, but are like are complaining about it and then also not doing anything about it. You know what I mean? Like always coming home, being in a bad mood.
Okay. Yeah.
And then putting that onto you, yeah, rather as just like being a man and like taking care of your business and leaving that outside of home.
Yeah.
So that burden doesn't go on to the relationship.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
So like in moments of vulnerability, he's having a bad day, someone passed away. Like, yeah, obviously don't hold it in. Don't not cry about it to your girl. Like she should be that safe space for you. But I feel like it's like when guys are like overly complaining, not on top
that's
of their emotions and shit.
That's
why I feel like a girl will dry.
Like, just not emotionally. What was I saying before?
Smart. Like, emotionally mature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of like are dumping it on you.
Yeah.
Like you said, you already being the therapist that you are, having a man now coming on top of that and dumping more vulnerability onto you.
Yeah.
It's not a vibe.
Yeah. Feel you. Know? Yeah. I agree.
It gets heavy.
Huh?
It gets heavy.
Yeah. It does. Mm. It really does. Yeah. It does.
So
Carl, do you have any questions? I feel like you didn't ask me anything. You actually didn't ask me anything.
I don't have the crunchy questions. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I don't want
what?
You to be like scared or anything like that.
Scared?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you think that body count matters?
On both ends?
Yeah.
I mean, if you've slept with like 120 women, I mean, you're a bit disgusting.
Okay. Okay.
So is there an end number?
It's like a high number, whatever. It's like,
a number you just like, it's
let's say a guy comes to you, he's like, my body's like 50.
I mean, whatever. Like, you're a guy, so I guess, I don't know.
You're a guy, so I guess.
What
okay.
does that mean? What does that mean?
No, no.
So you think that guy's just like...
trickle down that road.
What?
Now you're going to go into this whole man and woman debate. And like,
but that's the point. This is why we're on this podcast. So like, what about you? Like, is body count men and women the same thing?
No.
Oh.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. I feel like but I don't want to let my women down.
Mm. Listen, we all have...
I don't know. Like, for a guy, obviously, like, not, like, I don't want to be whatever, but, like, men are pigs. So it's, like, no offense, but it's true. Like, men are pigs, so...
Look at her, like...
100%.
Right?
Producers being...
Say louder for the people in the back.
Right? Men are pigs. Oh. Men are pigs.
Okay, so...
No caps, those.
I can't talk shit.
So...
And you're the least amount of person that could talk shit.
What?
Thank you.
What?
Proceed.
I feel like... men can just have like sex without any emotion. You know what I mean? Like you can go find a girl tonight and like, okay, it's like hit her up.
Guys fuck who they can and girls fuck who they want.
Exactly. Mm,
type of vibe. Get what you
that
mean.
Was well said.
What can I say?
Perfect. Mm. So yeah.
So it's not the same. Is there such thing as, what is your number for women's? You're too high.
I mean, I can't really put a number on it, but.
Speak for you.
I don't know, like, listen, I'm 28, so I'm not going to say that I slept with two guys.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a grown-ass woman, but I'm not going to say that I slept with 30 guys either.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, just be reasonable. Like, don't sleep with, like, everyone, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Filter through your men there, like, you know?
You know, it's actually funny because I saw, like, a statistic that actually... couples where the woman had only two sexual partners actually had the highest rate of divorce.
For sure. 100%.
The more she had, not by a lot, obviously, the less chances they had of divorce.
To be very honest, I feel like I would, not that I would want my man to sleep with every woman, but it's like, go experience your life, you know, and like, do whatever the hell it is that you have to do. Obviously not while you're with me, but you know, go.
Bro, what the fuck?
I'm so sorry.
Are you?
It's just a snooze, that's why.
But just
turn it off.
I know, but you guys were talking, so I was like, fine, I don't want to pick up my phone. I can't. Good. You good? Sorry.
Can you restart what you said?
Yeah, my phone.
What was I saying?
You want your men to
have experience.
Yeah, like, just go experience life. Like you know, do what it is, do whatever it is that you have to do. And then when you're ready to get into a relationship, you don't have that urge of like, oh, but I didn't sleep with this and I didn't sleep with that one. Like, you know, just get it out of your system. And the same for a girl. Like, I'm not saying, like, again, I'm not saying that you have to go sleep with 100 men. You know what I mean? But
experience.
Just like guys like to have their fun, girls like to have their fun too. So you can't look at it as, oh, like, she's a hoe because she's having fun. No, because you guys do the same thing too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The guys, their main complaint, I guess, like on the internet is just that they say that girls have more so like emotional ties when they have sex. Whereas like you mentioned before, like guys, they could just like have sex to have sex.
I feel like a girl would have an emotional tie to a guy if the guy is not being clear with her about what is going on. If a guy is like sleeping with a girl and they're saying, oh, like, I like you and blah, 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 and this and that, you're an asshole. And if you know, especially more so if you know that you have no intention of it going anywhere serious, I feel like a girl would be less attached to a guy if you set things clear. Like, okay, we're just fuck friends. We're about to swear on this, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're just fuck friends, whatever. This is what it is. Like, you're just there for my basic needs and vice versa, you know? Again, like I said, the attachment comes into when the guy is not clear and there's like that confusion and this and that. So the girl's like always wondering like, oh, but what are we? But we're sleeping together. But this, but you told me you liked me, but you did this, but you were cute with me. You were playing with my hair. You know what I mean? Like,
it's also funny because I think so the reason why like the red pillars, they bring up that topic is that they say that the women release a chemical reaction to when they have sex with the guy, and that's what makes that kind of that like that bonding, right? But they don't realize is that that happens only when you make the girl come. And so statistics prove that obviously women are not coming. So that bonding is not happening.
Say that again
That when with that whole like power bonding thing that that guys are talking about, that women get like emotionally attached to that person and they have like soul ties with them, typically only happens when the girl comes.
Okay.
While she's having sex with the guy. But what those guys, when they're talking about that, are forgetting is that most women are not coming, especially if it's just like a one-off thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like,
I get what you're saying.
So like the guys are saying all this shit about like, oh, like all the girls get like emotionally like attached. Like, buddy, you're not even making them come in the first place. No one's having an attachment with you. You know what I mean? I think, what was the statistic that we saw last time? It was like, two out of eight women.
I find that nuts. I feel
bad for the ladies.
Yeah, I do.
But like, let's say if you talk for your experiences, like sexual experiences, obviously if you don't want to talk about it, but like, is it like a difference if the you fuck with a man, it's very good, but you don't come, and you fuck with a man and it makes you come? Like, obviously. So then that's what he's trying to say. Like, the bonding will more happen. So if that guy can make you come.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Like, not necessarily. I mean, I'm not going to be more attached to a guy just because he made me come. I don't know.
She's like, maybe.
I mean, you know.
Like, no, I mean.
But statistically, though, like I said, like the
I find that interesting.
Yeah, like you guys relieve a chemical reaction when you guys come. The same thing for us guys, too. But the fact that it doesn't always happen for women when they have sex is obviously harder, depending on who you're with. But it's just, it makes that possibility to attach to the guy less likely. Do you know what I'm saying?
I can understand that, though.
So, like I feel like I girls could have more casual sex if they want to because there's not that attachment that happens at the end, because most girls are not coming to begin with. But all these guys are saying, like, oh, girls can't have casual sex because they get attached to every partner after that. It's like, buddy, you're not making these partners come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, fellas, make your lady come if you want to keep her. If you want to lose her, then don't make her come. But if you guys enjoyed that episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. It's been your boy, Sergio's Talk.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
Cynthia.
And we'll see you guys next week. Hope you guys enjoyed. Take care. Son como